welcome to a special bonus episode of the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Scheffler. Back in 2018, Christ Fellowship started a campus to serve communities north of McKinney near Anna, Texas. Now, over 4 years later, that campus is growing into its own independent church that's looking forward to a permanent location. So today, I'm joined by the team launching Anna Christian Fellowship to talk about how it all began, what it takes to become independent, and what their hopes and prayers are for this new church. I'm joined by podcast regular Mark Wyatt, the pastor of Anna Christian Fellowship, Bill Chinners, member of the Anna Leadership Board and chair of the Next Steps Capital Campaign, Belinda Soto, Anna's newly announced worship pastor, and David Clippert Rowe, one of the executive pastors here at Christ Fellowship, who's been working behind the scenes to make this transition smooth as possible. All right. Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. This is not our normal voices that you'll be hearing sitting around this table, because this is a special Anna edition of the podcast. If you have been around Christ Fellowship in the last couple of months, you may have heard that our Anna campus, that Mark Wyatt, our usual podcast guest, has been the pastor over, is now becoming its own independent church in Anna. So here's what I want us to do today, guys. My hope is that we'll just tell people a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes, things they may not have known, because this is really exciting. This is a big moment for Christ Fellowship, and this is a big moment for Anna. But I want to start with the origin story. Everyone loves a good origin story. So Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about how Anna, the campus, came to be and how you came to be its pastor?
Well, in 2013, I started attending Christ Fellowship and was a part of its residency program, which was great. And along the way, Christ Fellowship was going to put a campus somewhere north of McKinney, around the area. And so I'd been in the area of Anna and Van Alstine for the last nearly 20 years. And so we'll be in 2023 will be our 20 years that I've been around. And so we started looking around surrounding areas, and we saw that Anna was just growing tremendously. Mm-hmm. And the potential for growth there.
In terms of like population.
Population, like right. It's when I first got in the area, it was about 1,200 people.
Oh, wow.
And it's now over 20,000, and it's supposed to be up to about 250,000.
Really?
Right. Yeah, it's growing like crazy, like many areas around the area. So I knew the area, and so one thing led to another, and the school system there was very willing to work with us and wanted the churches there, and so it. I really kind of think it's providential. One thing just led to another, and it was very favorable, and it just happened.
So, that's fantastic. Don't you love that when right. God like lays out a plan and you just have to walk into it?
Right. And it just happened. And there was a lot of work that went into it, but the things worked out. Right?
Yeah. So Anna is how far away from McKinney? Just for those who don't know the geography very well.
It's about 20, 25 minutes north.
It's north, but it has kind of a small town feel to
that's
it.
That's right.
And Anna is kind of like a hub for some other surrounding communities, right? You said you live in Van Alstine.
Right. Van Alstine, Melissa. There's another place called Howe. There's Blue Ridge. There's other places that are around that area. Yeah.
Yeah. So having a church in Anna is a good spot, right? Because it's people want to go to church close to where they live. They want to they want to invest in their community. Mm-hmm. And they want a church that's going to invest in their community.
That's right.
Well, Bill, I want to ask you, you said you've been living in Van Alstine for 20 plus years. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the church in Anna, and what do you love about your town?
Well, first how I got involved, I met Mark Wyatt about probably shortly after he moved to Van Alstine. We were doing a community service project in town, and we both ended up on the same site. And so we became friends, got to talk to him some at the gym in the morning. Mark likes to go to the gym and work out. So we, before Mark came to work with Christ Fellowship, he worked with me at my construction company. Mark's a welder by trade. So we worked together for a couple of years. while we were working together, we had a longstanding Bible study that we had been doing at my office, and Mark started attending, and I kind of got a man crush on him. I was like, "This is an impressive guy." Yeah, I was like, "This is the guy that I want to go and work with. I want to go and do ministry with." He brought out the best in me, and so at that time we were attending First Baptist in McKinney, but Mark had told me that their plan was to plant a church somewhere in our community, up in the Anna area. So we all my kids graduated, and we were empty nesters, so we were really looking for a place to come and serve. So we joined Christ Fellowship here in McKinney for probably a year or 18 months before the Anna campus was launched. So through that process, we were there from the beginning of launching the Anna campus.
I love what you said about Mark, because Mark really is a good pastor. He's like a pastor's pastor.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Yes.
He knows the word, but he also has incredible heart of compassion for people and really loves people.
Yes.
And so I know he's getting embarrassed over there.
I'll pay you guys later.
But I think that's true. And so I think you saw that in Mark. And
absolutely.
I think we want people to know that, I mean, a church is never just about the pastor. The church is always about Jesus.
Amen.
But Mark really does love people and wants to serve people well.
I had to make a choice of kind of the body of Christ is so broad. And I said, so which community do I want to belong to? And, who do I want to go and do ministry with? And so when I learned Mark's heart through studying the Bible with him and I knew what he was about, then I knew that was the kind of person that I wanted to go and serve with.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So David and Belinda, how did you guys get involved with the Anna campus?
Yeah, I just want to echo Mark's character and the attractiveness that he is to the people that are around him. I think my initial involvement is a little different now, but initially was motivating our best and brightest to go up and be a part of the Anna campus launch. And so back in those days, I was running our Next Gen ministry. My initial role was really working with outfitting and resourcing our Next Gen ministries up there. And it was just a delightful experience. I think Ken Mattson, we should mention Ken as part of the original launch team, and the hours and hours that he just poured into making now Anna Christian Fellowship a reality, 3-4 years
ago. Ken was instrumental for sure.
Yes, very much so.
So I got involved a couple of years after. So I was asked to go out to Anna, and, it's kind of one of those, again, you never say never. There's a lot of nevers that I've said. It seems like in a very short time.
Famous last words.
That God is just kind of like shifting and saying never say never. So about 2.5 years ago, I went out to Anna and started leading worship out there and really crafting a little bit more of the heart and the model and our philosophy of worship. I mean, it was so much fun to just see Mark in action and to see him on the platform preaching live. Mm-hmm. And of course we had COVID and we've had some setbacks. Definitely where it feels like, a year shut down, it feels like an eternity. But Mark just, the connection with the people in that community that Mark has and the heart of that community, there's something really genuine, really authentic, really just real about what's happening right now and how the Spirit of God is moving in that city. And so to be a part of something from day one, this kind of relaunch that we're experiencing right now, there's something super exciting about that. So I've committed to come alongside Mark and the team there and just commit to being a part of that campus 100%.
So Anna's been meeting in Anna Middle School as a campus of Christ Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And now the move is to make it its own independent church, Anna Christian Fellowship. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about what's been behind that transition.
Before I go into that, I just want to say thanks to everybody. The board, the elder boards here at Christ Fellowship are just a wonderful group of men, and they've been very supportive of this. And Bruce has been a faithful pastor for 25 years now. Mm-hmm. You know, those things wouldn't be possible if those things weren't true.
Right.
And the elder board has been behind us. And like we said, Ken Mattson has been a really big part of that. And Ron Ryan and also some of the elders have been so supportive. And we really appreciate that. And for people like Bill has spent so many hours trying to help and do this and make it possible. That's been fantastic. We just appreciate the servant's heart. Other people like Philip Endicott, Tim and Wendy Posey, the Andrew Lines. There's just a ton of people. And with Belinda and David, they've just been so helpful. This doesn't take place with one person.
What, Mark? You can't start a church all by yourself?
Doesn't work very well that way. But, you know, as we see, I think God has providentially put things together that I wouldn't have thought. You know, there have been challenges along the way we've talked about. But we've been meeting in the middle school there, and the school has been very gracious to us. We've had a great relationship with them. Sure. Actually have a ministry to the school.
Yeah.
Once a month, some of our ladies get together and just bless them.
Yeah.
And so.
But it's hard because you're doing the takedown and build up every single week.
We've had volunteers that have been so faithful for nearly 4 years now.
Yeah.
Doing that every week, and they are working their tails off. Yeah. And so, you know, the push behind this is that we want to make a bigger and longer lasting influence and impact in this community. Mm-hmm. Instead of having a place that's there for 5 hours, rental price for 5 hours on a Sunday, have a permanent place which goes along with being an independent church. Mm-hmm. Lisa, our hope, our prayer is that we will have a church there for the next century, mm-hmm. Or if not more. And we want to be God's blessing, a channel of his blessing to the people there. And that's ultimately his life. We are called to be the servants of that community, and they need that. We are called to invest in Christ's kingdom by investing in other people. Mm-hmm. And I think a great church produces great people that make an influence on their world. To look at Anna right now, there's probably about 10 or 11 churches there. And if you filled all of them up on a Sunday morning, probably about 19,000 people wouldn't have a place to go to church. And it's growing. There are going to be other churches that come, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're not competitive.
We're not competitors. And as a church, we have the opportunity to actually shape the future of that community. And the community there is welcoming. We want to be a great place to spend your life, and the community wants churches there because it makes it a great place to live. So the opportunity, there's so many people coming, kids, families, and that all the problems that are out in this world, loneliness, anxiety, and addiction, guess where it's coming?
Right.
And
it already existed.
People are everywhere. And so the same thing that Christ Fellowship is doing here and a Christian Fellowship is going to be a part of people's lives that way.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about what's going on right now. Where are you in the process of becoming an independent church?
Well, funny you should ask. and I want to, Bill, definitely to chime in here. And David has been such a great part of helping this happen. David, you've done such a great job, executive pastor, helping this lead the way.
I'll pay you later.
Well, I'm going to pay off everybody here.
Money going to change hands after this?
That's right. It's Belinda's money. That's all right.
Look, we're in a capital campaign. Mm-hmm. And so we are becoming independent, and we're looking for a permanent location right now. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to let you know, and Bill is running the capital campaign for us. We're seeking to raise $600,000 to acquire a piece of property. It's our commitment Sunday, this next Sunday. And before we even got started, we are already have commitments for $430,000.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Well,
that is fantastic. And Bill's land, keep giving.
Yes, yes. Keep giving.
On last Friday, we signed a contract for a piece of property that we were told is probably the best piece of property that we could have gotten for what we're looking at doing. that is so close to the community and houses growing up all around it. It's just a fantastic deal. Bill, I don't know if you want to add to that, but he's been real instrumental in taking care of this.
That's the high level. That's it. There is a sense of kind of being tired 4 years in the school of setting up. We want a permanent home. We believe that our ministry will be better.
You can have midweek Bible studies and youth groups and that's all the stuff that makes a church.
That's right. Mark needs an office to be able to meet with people. Our ministry is just going to be stronger in a permanent location. I think it'll be more attractive to families in the community for us to be in a permanent location. There's been about a dozen families that have stepped up and they were kind of eager to help us become independent and become permanent. The $430,000 was early commitments, about 10 or 12 families that have stepped up and done that. And it's just, I was really nervous going into this. I was trying to figure out how we could possibly raise $600,000. And I've just seen God show up. I guess he didn't show up. He was already there. I felt his presence even more. We're so close to reaching our goal. This Sunday, like Mark said, is our commitment Sunday. We've got a beautiful piece of property, 5 acres that we have a contract on. We're working with a bank on some financing to be able to develop the property. We want to take a short-term loan, or not a lot of money. We're looking at maybe borrowing another $600,000. That'll get us onto the property and out of the school. And we think we can get that done over the next couple of years.
Are moving.
Right.
They are.
That's exciting.
We are so excited. Yes. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. The blessing of just seeing God show up in this, in really, I mean, Bill said God's already been there, but we have stepped out in faith. Bill and Mark and this group of leaders have stepped up in faith with their early commitments, and God has just been right there behind. This story of this piece of property just is a miracle in and of itself. I think Mark didn't really give it justice. The story I heard was, if we could have picked any piece of property anywhere in that community, this would be the piece of property that we'd want.
And it just happened, quote unquote, to be for sale.
It just happened. The owners are believers, and their story was, one day if we were to move off this property, we would love to see it be part of the kingdom in some really instrumental way. And it just, there's the reality of their hopes and dreams of decades ago.
David, they want to see it work. That the last time we visited with them and we were kind of negotiating with them and working through the process, they even said, hey, whether you buy this property or not, we're going to be involved in your capital campaign. You know, the family's just amazing. They really want to see the church succeed. We just feel so blessed. We've seen God work in just dozens of ways that we weren't expecting him to show up, and it just keeps our next steps just seem so clear. Yes. Every time we look to what are our next steps, they just seem to be so clear. This is what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's so exciting. I love to hear stories of God, you know, doing his thing.
Amen.
And so that's fantastic.
Well, we were sweating some bullets when we thought, who's going to lead worship?
Yep.
And so,
Mark, you were going to do it. You're going to get up there and sing.
Well, that would have been the end of that.
What about you, Bill?
Not a chance.
I was kind of voting Bill.
I am completely tone deaf. You don't want me. Trust me.
No, I think God, I am excited. I get excited. And I was talking to somebody even today over lunch about this, at watching how in my prayer for just personally has been, I want to walk on water. I want to have the kind of faith that you step out of the boat completely to walk on water. And so, you know, that comes with a lot of things, right? And but I've seen God move in a way that he's bringing people, the gifts that he's bringing, the skills that he's bringing, mm-hmm. the talent, all of the things that need to come to the table to make this thing happen. It's like, we're not doing that. You know, God's doing that. Everyone who's on this, you know, our director board right now and the work that they're putting in. And then, you know, Mark, someone said, every time I have a conversation with somebody, man, you know, Mark, that guy, he just loves people.
Mm-hmm.
He just loves people. There is just people gravitate towards that. They know when you talk about wanting people to feel known and loved, you know, Mark is the epitome of just walking into a room and somebody standing across the hall just knows, man, that guy already, he knows me and he loves me. Like I can just tell by his demeanor mm-hmm. and his actions and the way that he just cares.
Continue over the that. Years, Mark, you've already made a lot of inroads into the community, right? I mean, you guys have been up there serving and doing stuff. I know there have been picnics and egg scrambles and
right.
things for the community. And I know, like you said, the school has you've had a great relationship with them. They have right. called you in the midst of crises mm-hmm. on their campuses mm-hmm. because they know you're someone who's going to show up. We want to serve the community of Anna, but we also want to give people an opportunity to do the serving because we all right. grow when we serve. We all grow when we are the body. So that's what you're calling people to do.
And I'll share with you the fruit from that. We had a family visit just 2 weeks ago. And when we got to talking to them, we asked them about how they got to the church and how they got referred to the church. And they said, oh, we were checking our kids in the school. And the ladies at the front desk mm-hmm. said, oh, you guys have a church. You need to come and attend here on Sunday.
Wow.
So, I mean, how cool is that? That yeah. the impact you're making, you know, right. that it's just such a good relationship. It's a testament to Mark pouring into those people.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, back at Christmas time, I got to come up and be part of Christmas Eve services, and the superintendent of schools were there. And Bill, you introduced me to the mayor up there. Mm-hmm. And boy, it didn't take too long for them to be singing the praises of the impact that our church, your church that you lead, has made in the community. They didn't have to be there, but they, you know, individually went out of the way just to comment on the impact that we've been making through presence and power of the Lord in and through that community.
Yeah. Right. Well, as we kind of wrap up, let's fast forward 5 years. Let's pretend we can look ahead 5 years. What would you like to see? We're going to ask people, I mean, I'm going to be blunt. We're asking people to contribute. We're asking people to be part of this capital campaign because what God is building in Anna is something that's going to advance the kingdom in an area that needs Jesus and for people that need Jesus. And so paint the picture for people. Like if they're investing in Anna, if they're investing in this capital campaign, what do you hope? What are you praying for that will be the fruit of that in say 5 years? So Mark, let's start with you.
I really want to see that a great church produces great people. And what I mean by great, Jesus said, the great life is a life of service. And I think that whole idea that a group of people investing in the welfare of other people for the sake of Christ Jesus, not just to be benevolent, but about God's kingdom. And I want to see people doing things all over the place that are in benefit to the entire community there and for the kingdom of Christ. I'd love to see that just happen and just be actually boiling over for generations to come.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all. That's the, you just painted the picture of the good life, right? That's the good life.
That's the good life.
Is knowing the love of Christ and sharing it with others and being together as the body of Christ. And that's the kind of community you guys are really, really praying that God will produce. So what about you, Bill? What are your hopes and dreams?
You know, as Mark is putting this leadership team together and he asked me to come be a part of it, he invited one of our members in Anna, John Harmon. He's a Old Testament Bible scholar, and he came and sat and visited with us. And when I left that, there were four things I left with. I said that I really want this church to be. One was, he talked about us, you know, our worship, you know, just having a really good worship and that being just one of the pillars of our church. He talked about another one of being service, you know, going and serving people. He talked about evangelism, going and spreading the gospel. He talked about edification, us just, you know, growing in our faith. And if we can accomplish those things, I've just kind of held on to that ever since that meeting, that if we can do that through this Anna church, I'm going to call it success.
Yeah.
So I do want to share one more thing, though. You know, our campaign that when we were putting this together, I got a chance to consult with Bruce a couple of times. I met with Steve that had been involved in. Both of them had been through many capital campaigns. We engaged a third-party consultant called Catalyst that helped walk us through kind of preparing for this and putting together some information. And everybody kept looking at how many people were in our campus, you know, what our annual donations were. And so we all kind of landed on on this $600,000 number. But I'll tell you that the need is greater. We need $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. So just in case there's somebody listening out here, you know, that is just itching, saying,
once
what do
a salesman,
you need?
Always a salesman.
That's right. So I just have to put it out there that, you know, ultimately, you know, God can double. You know, he did it. Mark preached about it on Sunday. You know, so he can take these gifts and double them. So we'll see how he provides. But I'm just praying that it all goes to glorify him.
Yeah,
it's his anyways.
You will never regret investing in the kingdom. Amen. You just won't. I mean, you won't regret that.
Amen.
And so yeah, let's pray big. Let's ask Amen. Big. Let's pray those big prayers. Yes. Well, Belinda, what about you? You look into the future. What do you hope to see?
I hope to see just robust ministry where, you know, you see your Promised Land kids coming through, students coming through, worship coming through, at some point, you know, taking over Mark's job at, you know, in the future. I mean, this is generational. I love that. Whenever I hear that, it's, man, this is we're investing in something that is eternal. And there's nothing greater than that, but it is forever. I mean, when we want to see the next 100 years, right? I mean, we won't be around. And so for us to be able to develop and build up the next generation that's coming up behind us to lead out in ministry, to serve others, to really just build up the church 5 years down the road, to have a robust worship ministry where we've got musicians that we have so many we can't, you know, they're begging because they are not playing enough, or, you know, our Promised Land volunteers, all these volunteers that are on rotation, and they're just begging to serve because we have too many to fill up a Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, that there is definitely potential for that. And so I get excited when we hear, hey, we've got 200,000 people coming into Anna and they need a place. Mm-hmm. And so to open up our doors and to be a place that is all welcome, for people to hear Anna Christian Fellowship and know that there is a place for anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. There is a place. There's a place to serve. There's a place to worship. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful picture. And David, you and I are staying here.
I'm so excited. I'm thinking about maybe just up and going. I'm new in my role.
Welcome anytime.
You know, I think for me, there's really two things I was thinking about. One is a proud parent. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, we're all parents around here, and we're all in various stages of raising our kiddos. And there's nothing more joyful and fulfilling to see your children launch and begin life on their own. And so for me, I think 5 years from now, there's a thriving church in North Texas, north of McKinney, that is impacting one life after another, after another, for the kingdom and cause of Christ. And that would be my second point. I think, you know, when Bill and Mark and I sat down and we just crafting the distinctives of what we know about our church in Anna and who Mark is as a leader, this recurring theme of intimacy and impact just kept coming, you know, up over and over and over again. And I think that's a distinctive of what makes now Anna Christian Fellowship a unique church, and why we needed a unique separate church in Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes it's helpful just to think about particular people's faces that help embody the spirit of an organization. I was thinking about Wendy Posey, and I was up there at Christmas time, and her joy in serving our Anna team and the people that call, you know, Anna their church home was just, it was radiant. And it was as if she existed to give back to the people that came into our church up there. And as I think about Anna Christian Fellowship 5 years from now, I think about a church that's filled with Wendy Poseys who give and serve beyond themselves to make Christ's name great.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray that is that the Lord makes it so. So, okay, guys, give the people the nitty gritty. If they want to contribute, if they want to help, if they want to attend, if they're like, hey, we might want to come be a part of this. This sounds exciting. Now, David, you're not allowed because we need you here. And Belinda, we're reluctantly letting you go, but
Kicking and screaming is what I've said.
I mean, we're going to be holding her legs as she tries to drag walk out the door. But for those people listening, they're like, I would love to be a part of this. I would love to be creating something new, building something new, investing in something that God is doing in such a new and exciting way. So, Mark, tell the people where they go. Where can they find some stuff out?
That's right. Well, number one, we have services at 10 o'clock at the Animal School every Sunday. But they can also check out our website. We also have some information there. Bill, we also have some of our capital campaign information that we have here at Christ Fellowship. They can pick those up.
In the lobby.
Right, in the lobby.
I'll put everything in the show notes. So if you're listening, you go ahead and scroll down to those show notes in the description, and I'll put links to everything for you guys to find it easily.
Yes, and this is our Commitment Sundays this Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah, and what's your website?
CFANA.org.
CFANA.org. Well, David, would you pray for this Commitment Sunday and for Anna?
Before David prays, I just want to say this. Anna Christian Fellowship is a legacy of Christ Fellowship. That's where it came from. And when God called Bruce to start this church, I believe he had this in mind, even though he didn't know.
Amen to that. Well, Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your grace towards us, your kindness towards us. Lord, I'm thankful that you stretch us, that you pull us towards your will and purposes. And part of that will and purpose is to plant an independent church in Anna, Texas. And we have been faithful. This team has been faithful to follow that call. And so we're excited that you have brought us to a place of an independent church, Anna Christian Fellowship. And Father, we pray that you would bless our leadership there, that you would provide abundantly beyond our imaginings for the success and the financial needs as we launch that church. And Father, we pray that thousands of men and women, young and old, would come and call Anna Christian Fellowship their home, and that they would grow into the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And that's our prayer. And we pray it in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.